5 p.m., September 22. BCRC MP said at a news conference this afternoon that Const. Frederick Rick O'Brien died in the line of duty in Coquitlam. Deputy Commissioner Dwayne McDonald, commanding officer of the BCRC MP, called the day extremely difficult and tragic for members of the Ridge Meadows Detachment, where O'Brien served, and for Mounties across Canada. As for the other two Mounties, one has been treated for minor injuries and recovering. The other remains in hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Both have family and friends with them. The male suspect, meanwhile, was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Independent Investigations Office of BC, EOBC, is now investigating the incident as it relates to police actions. We all join in expressing our heartfelt condolences to Const. O'Brien's family, McDonald said. Ottawa-born O'Brien, 51, is survived by his wife and children. He joined the RCMP in 2016 and had just marked his 7th anniversary with the RCMP. At Ridge Meadows, he served as a frontline officer and community police officer. He earned a CO commendation for bravery and a provincial award for rescuing victims of a home invasion, including a child. Const. O'Brien led by example and had a great sense of humor. He was well respected by his peers and the community. City response. The City of Coquitlam issued this statement after the RCMP news conference. The City of Coquitlam is offering their deepest sympathies following a police incident in Coquitlam, which claimed the life of a dedicated RCMP officer and left another injured. The city was very saddened to learn that three police officers had been injured during a police incident in Coquitlam earlier today, and that Constable Rick O'Brien, a member of the Ridge Meadows RCMP detachment, ultimately succumbed to his injuries. Coquitlam City Council and staff join me in extending our deepest condolences and humble gratitude to all the law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line to protect our community, said Coquitlam Mayor Richard Stewart. We recognize the daily challenges and risks our police members face. To see any one of them harmed in the line of duty is heartbreaking, and when a law enforcement officer makes the ultimate sacrifice while working to keep our city safe, it is truly devastating. The flags in Buchanan Square, which are shared by the City of Coquitlam and Coquitlam RCMP Detachment, as well as the flags at all civic facilities, are being flown at half-staff in honor of Constable O'Brien, and will remain lowered until the day of his funeral service. In the wake of this tragic event, the city calls upon Coquitlam residents and businesses to join them in honoring the service and memory of Constable O'Brien's by continuing to work towards creating a safer and more inclusive community for all. Solicitor General response. Mike Farnworth, Port Coquitlam's MLA and the Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, released the following statement. I was shocked and saddened to learn that Ridge Meadows RCMP Const. Rick Frederick O'Brien was killed in the line of duty while attending to an incident in Coquitlam this morning. We stand with the colleagues, families and loved ones of Const. Rick O'Brien. Beneath the uniform, an officer is a person with a family, friends, and dreams. They believe in their communities and sacrifice of themselves to keep us all safe. Today, Const. Rick O'Brien made the greatest sacrifice while protecting Coquitlam residents. He is not coming home to his wife and child today. On behalf of all British Columbians, I offer my deepest condolences to Const. Rick O'Brien's loved ones and colleagues. My thoughts are also with the other two officers who were wounded in this terrible incident. All three officers are shining examples of the extraordinary individuals who chose to take on the challenging mantle of protecting the public. I have spoken to the local mayors, and we all agree that the death of an officer is a stark reminder of the dangers police face to keep us safe. They put their lives on the line every day to fulfill their oath to protect our communities. I have also expressed my deepest sympathies on this horrific tragedy to the BCRCMP. This is the most traumatic news possible for serving and former officers. We are profoundly grateful for each and every police officer in this province for their heroic service and dedication to duty and protecting us from danger. 3:20 p.m., September 22. BCRCMP issued a statement this afternoon to confirm the death of a Ridge Meadows Mountie in Coquitlam today. Spokesperson Staff Sergeant Chris Clark said three members of the Maple Ridge and Pitt Meadows detachment were executing a search warrant on a home near Pine Tree Way and Glen Drive when the fatal shooting happened. Clark added two other officers were taken to hospital with serious injuries. While there, the attending officers became engaged in an altercation with a man, which resulted in multiple officers being injured and the man being shot, Clark said. Emergency health services transported all injured to hospital, but one of the officers was shot and succumbed to their injuries. The Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, IHIT, is now taking over the investigation. The Independent Investigations Office of BC, EOBC, is also involved. Meanwhile, a woman living in the Evergreen Building at 3007 Glen Doctor told the Tri-City News that she and her family heard between 4 and 8 gunshots around 10 a.m. and thought they were construction noises. A few minutes later, all these police cars showed up and ambulances, too, Alexa Chater said. From her 19th floor balcony, she witnessed a police officer limping out into the street while another Mountie received chest compressions from paramedics. And about 2 hours later, Chater said they heard another gunshot ring out. It felt like it was within the building. We could feel it vibrate off our feet. As of 3:30 p.m., she said she, her husband and three young children are still too scared to leave their building as emergency vehicles remain on site. Anyone with information is asked to contact the IHIT information line at 1-877-551-IHIT. 4448, or by email at hitinfo@rcmp-grc.gc.ca. 2:20 p.m., September 22. In response to the fatal police shooting in Coquitlam, the cops for Cancer Tour de Valley and Tour de Coast canceled their closing ceremonies, which were scheduled for 2 p.m. today, September 22. Our most heartfelt condolences and thoughts are with their families and loved ones, the Cops for Cancer team said in a statement. The tours raise money for the Canadian Cancer Society. Meanwhile, the Ridge Meadows RCMP detachment lowered its flags to half-mast while TransLink said some bus routes are affected by the road closures. 12:15 p.m., Sept. 22. An RCMP officer is dead and another Mountie is wounded after a shooting in the Coquitlam City Centre neighbourhood this morning, September 22, the Tri-City News has confirmed. The incident happened at around 11 a.m. in a building at Pine Tree Way and Glen Drive while a search warrant was being executed. Police are advising the public to avoid the area as it is an active crime scene. And traffic is partially closed along the two streets. Passers-by told media on site that they heard a number of shots fired and saw someone bleeding being carried out on a stretcher. A nearby business owner said it was worse than L.A. when he lived there. At the closing of the Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM, convention this morning, BC Premier David Eby confirmed to media that there is a critical incident happening in Coquitlam. However, there is no further threat to public safety. More to come. 11:15 a.m., September 22. The Tri-City News is investigating reports of shots fired in the neighborhood of Glen Drive and Pine Tree Way in Coquitlam City Center neighborhood. There are unconfirmed reports of shots fired and the incident is ongoing as of 11:30 a.m. Friday, September 22. Reporter Janice Clea is on the scene and says there are several emergency vehicles in the area. Glen Drive between Pine Tree Way and High Street is blocked off and a police helicopter is flying overhead. Lower Mainland RCMP Emergency Response Team, ERT. Team members are also on the scene, with one seen walking with a body shield, and a police dog team is in the area. Victim services are also reportedly standing by. The RCMP has not yet issued a news release or a statement about the events. However, on a social media post, Coquitlam RCMP asks drivers to avoid the area. As well, the city of Coquitlam has closed the Glen Pine Pavilion for the rest of the day, canceling all scheduled programs and activities.